We're singing joyously, loudly, wonderfully well. But is it true? Is love bubbling over in your heart? Are you ready to get out of here and be gone? All to God's unchanging hand. Now stay awake, because I won't be long. I shan't be long, in my opinion. We may tell time differently. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. God knew how his Son was going to be treated. He knew that he would also be put to death. But yet, he sent his Son. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus lived on planet Earth for 33 years. As an adult, he chose 12 men to teach, to train, to carry his message to humanity on planet Earth. Wisdom says, I must not overlook what God did with his Son as an adult. The Father sent his Son down here to live for 33 years. As an adult, he was about his Father's business. He chose 12 men to teach, to train for 3 years, to carry his message to the world. It cost Jesus the death like a common criminal for us, for all of humanity. Those of you who read your Bible, particularly the New Testament, when you get to Acts chapter 1, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he meets with his apostles that he has trained for 12 years for the last time. And then, and after he had been death, had been killed and born again the third day, after all of that, he had completed his mission down here. And when we read Acts chapter 1, it's interesting. They see him actually begin to rise and float away. No airplane. Don't even know if they had them in those days. Maybe they did. And they were awed at seeing this. Jesus departing from them, going on back to his Father after 33 years. He had completed the work that he came to do. To teach, to train. Does not wisdom tell human beings that Jesus came down to teach and to train? that God did not send his son down here for naught. And we can live any way on his earth that we want to live. If we had lived down here like Jesus lived when he came down here, there would have been no need for a resurrection. Life forever. But God is a God who knows everything. He even knows whether you're looking and listening or looking and dreaming right now. I just want to let you know. Ladies and sisters, listen, and I shall be long by the grace of God. Jesus stayed on planet Earth. He chose 12 men. One betrayed him. He chose one to replace him. So he trained 12 men to carry his message. The way, and the what of his message is what they began to carry. And it started in Acts chapter 1. They didn't go anywhere until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. That enabled them to remember everything that Jesus taught them and everything that they were to teach the world. 12 apostles all taught the same thing, taught by Jesus to go and preach the gospel to the whole world, what I have preached to you, taught you. What does that mean? In your thinking, as you use your thinking capacity. That means that the people that God chose taught the same thing to everybody. That's what we have here in the New Testament. What the apostles taught in their day. There was only one apostle, if I'm correct, that died without any persecution, without persecution, being persecuted to die. That's all in this book called the Bible. The apostles, they waited in Jerusalem, in your Bible, chapters 1 and 2, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit that will bring to their remembrance everything that Jesus had taught them and they preached to the world. Pray tell, how is it that people today, men today, even go to college to study Bible and teach a different doctrine from what the apostles taught? The apostles taught one Lord, one God, and one gospel. All preached the same thing, established the same church. And our Bible and your Bible, if it's the same Bible, it tells you the church that was established by the preaching of the apostles. And the Bible, your Bible says, one faith, just one, not two. And the only choice that we have as humans is yea or nay to that one gospel. If you have your Bible, if you turn over with me to the book of Acts, that's in the New Testament. for just a few minutes. Chapter 1. This is the last day that Jesus was on planet Earth after his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus meets with his apostles for the last time. The former trainers have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, making sure that they tell the same thing, preach the same thing. To whom also he vowed, he showed himself alive after his death, your Bible says his passion, his death, burial, and resurrection, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the gospel or to the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your Bible says, of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. Don't go anywhere endeavoring to preach the gospel until the Father blesses you with the ability and the knowledge and the wisdom of preaching only his doctrine. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Because I want you to tell the world what God wants you to tell the world, making no mistakes. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Hello? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, and unto all the uttermost parts of the earth. So whatever the apostles taught, written in this Bible, that's what we are to believe and obey. Yes, period. No addition. No subtraction. The gospel that the apostles taught. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to all the uttermost parts of the earth. Same message. Jesus talking to his apostles. Don't go anywhere teaching anything until the Father baptizes you with the gospel. And when he had spoken these things, while they were still looking, he was floating in air. And a cloud recede. They kept looking until he was out of sight, going back to the Father in heaven. And while they looked, verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him, by the apostles, in white apparel and white clothing, which also said, you men of Galilee, and why stand you here gazing into the heavens? The same Jesus which is taken up from you, that is from you into heaven, that has gone into heaven by the Father, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven? You understand what that just said? Jesus left earth. There's coming a day when he's coming back for a purpose, as you have seen him go. Then returned they unto Jerusalem, from the mountain that's called Mount Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, and they stayed up there, all the apostles together, as well as with some other people, waiting until they're baptized with the Holy Spirit that will bring all everything that Jesus taught them. They waited for them to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it was going to bring everything Jesus taught them to their remembrance. And if they didn't teach it, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, why do we believe that the Lord established this church, this church, this church, that church, when the apostles, preaching by the gospel of the Holy Spirit, they established one church? Wherever they went, if they established a church, it was the same church. Not two different churches. One Lord. One faith. And one baptism. What is there? Difficult? Challenging? About one. We humans, as you've heard me say heretofore, we're going to live forever. We are going to live forever. I believe it's in Revelation chapter 3. If you're wrong, you just raise your hand. It's not 3, it's 4. In Revelation chapter 3. Did I say 3? Excuse me. Revelation chapter 20. Where did I get 3 from? Revelation chapter 20. There's coming an end time when there will be no more earth. No human beings on planet Earth, because there will be no earth. The end time is spoken of, and we have read it betimes. We have read it betimes. Before we check it again, let me encourage you. For you to be so informed, having the information regarding what thus saith the Lord, regarding life, health and strength, and eternity. Many of you, perhaps most of you, have accepted that and obeyed that. God saved you. Jesus, to my knowledge, is not coming back to earth to teach and to train anyone. That's us. Hear the gospel, believe the gospel, receive the gospel, and obey the gospel. Live it. And ask God to bless you, to manifest it as you live, and share it with others. The apostles are not coming back to share it. Jesus is not coming back to share the gospel. Then who will? Who will? You mean to tell me that God had a plan to save the world and no plan to get the message to human beings? Live it. No, love it, live it, and share it. And in the final roundup that you're so familiar with, the end time. Revelation chapter 20. And for the sake of time, let's begin with chapter 20 instead of verse 1. And I saw the dead. And I saw an angel. Do what? Come down from heaven. Come down from heaven. Having what? The key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold unto the old dragon, that old serpent which is the devil. If you follow the devil, you're in bad shape. That old servant, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him how long? And cast him into the bottomless pit. Shut him up. You're doing what the devil loves? You see what's going to happen to him? You think you're going to be out any better? And set a seal upon him that he should do this, that he should deceive the nations no more. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. It only means that you've been deceived by the devil. Hello? Pause and think about that. And cast, verse 3 again, and cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more. So if you're not a member of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, you've been deceived not to be a member of the Church of Christ. Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that, he must be loosed a little while longer. And we have had the privilege of fooling some more people. And I saw thrones, verse 4, and they were set upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ and being punished for being a child of God. Let's drop down to verse 10. And the devil that deceived them were cast into the lake of fire. Yes, your Bible probably says the lake of brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And you shall be tormented day and night for 100 years. They wish. Day and night. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them to hide. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now notice the next phrase. And the books, it's plural, not singular. The books were open. What book? What books? Which is, look at that, watch this now. Watch this closely. I'll read it again. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books, plural, were open. And another book, singular, was open, which is what? The book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. You see that? Books. Plural, capital, it's not capital, but it's plural. I saw the record of all human being, that's the books, judged. I have a book. You have a book that God keeps. He keeps it. It's his books on us, according to this text. According to what? their works. God keeps a work on every, a book of work, of action on every human being. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were what? Judge every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Notice carefully, very, very carefully, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into heaven. Just making sure you're not sleeping. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Have you been saved? Are you a child of God? Have you obeyed the gospel that the apostles taught? The apostles established the same church because they were taught the same thing. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Satan knows I can't stop God. I can't stop the devil from influencing some folks, not everybody. But he's successful in feeding and causing some folks to teach the wrong doctrine. The Bible says one Lord, one faith. No, 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 no. There's the Baptist faith, the Methodist faith, the dancing sanctified. One Lord. How many is one? One is less than two and more than none. That's one. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is your name in the book of life? Are you a member of the Lord's church? Jesus told the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The same gospel. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. That's what I want. Jesus told his apostles. That's what you teach to the whole world. Don't teach one thing over here. Don't teach another stuff, another thing over there. So now you got a Baptist church, you got a Methodist church, you got a dancing sanctified church. One Lord, one faith. Then Jesus told them at his roundup, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel, not the gospels. The gospel. And I will be with you all the way, even to the end of the ages. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Hold to God's unchanging hand. If you can't read it, he tells you this is the book that's going to be open at the judgment. And the record. It tells you that in the same chapter, chapter 20. The record of every human being at judgment day. And they're going to be judged out of what's written in the book of life. Where are you? The first time the gospel was preached in its completeness is in your Bible. And what book? It's called the Book of Acts. What preacher of the apostles? It's called Peter. He was given that privilege by Jesus Christ. And in the first time around, in Acts chapter 2, I believe the Bible says that there was at least 33 people. 30,000 preached, or heard, believed, and obeyed the gospel. Go and read it for yourself, and that'll give you the numbers. If I gave you the wrong numbers, but they go, it was, let me put it this way, it was a whole lot of them. Are you a member of that church? Your Bible says, salute one another, greet one another, same thing, with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ, the churches of Christ, the churches of Christ, greet you or salute you. You're going before God, who let his son die on the river, let his son die on the rugged cross of Calvary. Crucified. Established his church. Chose 12 apostles to teach and to train. And bless them with the Holy Spirit to go into all the world and preach the same thing. The same thing. You preach the same thing, you'll get the same gospel, the same doctrine, and you'll get the same results if you preach the same thing. The Church of Christ. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That's not difficult to understand. Make your calling and election sure. Since you're going to live forever, you mean all these people that died, they're going to get up. God's going to raise them up. We just read that a few minutes ago, Revelation. Judgment day. All you want to hear on that day from God is two words. Two words. You know what they are? Well done. Well done. Well done. Thy good and faithful servant. To be faithful means that you knew what to do and you did it. You've heard God's gospel out of God's book without any adding or subtracting. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When you hear it, believe it. Receive it. Repent, godly sorrowful for the life that you've lived, doing that which is not favorable to Jesus Christ. Hear, believe, repent, confess, acknowledge your faith. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hear, believe, repent, confess. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the only question that you're going to be asked. And if your answer is yes, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God, our Savior and our Lord, we will add you today. Let me rephrase that. We will baptize you today and God will add you. He will do the adding. The water is ready. The baptizers are ready. The only question, Mark, that I have is, are you ready to obey what you can read in your Bible, in the church that's in the Bible? You go marching up to heaven in a church that's not in the Bible. In the name of heaven, you want to believe that you're going to be saved because you're in a church that God's Son did not, and his apostles did not establish. So how can God save you and be loyal to himself? Never mind us. That's your choice. May God bless you. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you, for us, that we might have the privilege, we human beings, might have the privilege of becoming the adopted children of God. Amen. That's it. He didn't give two ways, just one, in his book, the Bible. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. May God bless you to make a decision for him. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
I am resolved no longer to linger,
yes.
Charmed by the world's delight. Yes. Oh. Things that...